It's time for another lap around the track with all the latest in motorsports interviews. Sometimes we get bent feelings, but we can't wait for the Bent Fender Podcast with your hosts, Nathan Conway and Wes Llewellyn.
It's Saturday in the tri-state, and that can only mean one thing. It's race day. I'm Wes Llewellyn, host of this episode of the Quick Six, and we're going to be coming to you live, well, pre-recorded, but I'll do the interviews live at Cedar Ridge Speedway in Morgantown, Kentucky. Tonight proves to be a fantastic show with all classes running. Modifieds will be there, 1,000 to win, so not going to waste a whole lot of time. Just want to tell you, this is a supplemental podcast to the Bent Fender Podcast, which you can find online at thebentfenderpodcast.com. Not like you haven't found it because you're listening to me right now. So we also are on Facebook at The Bent Fender Podcast. You can find our sponsoring race team, Conway Race Team, online at conwayraceteam.com. You can find them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well. We are excited to be able to step into a new track this week and get an opportunity to record the Quick Six from Cedar Ridge. Cedar Ridge is a fantastic track. We've been hearing all season long just how great the track surface is, how much work Richard Ashby and his crew have put into the track this year is outstanding. It is a clay banked track, if you're not familiar with it, but most of you should be. And they were the first track in this area to put clay down as their racing surface. And it is just an amazing track. It's super racy. There are plenty of good quality races that happen there. And we are excited to be a part of the crew, as it were, this week and get a chance to record from down there. So we are going to get this thing started. It's a beautiful day. Looks like going to be rain everywhere except at the racetrack. We are sponsored by Lori Kimball Home Realty Incorporated, Willie's Carbon Dyno Shop, and High Octane Racewear and Graphics and Apparel. And then the sponsors for our racing team are Chad's Barbershop, Fairview IT Management, High Octane Racewear and Apparel as well, Mach 5 Parts and Carts, as well as Martin's Towing and Recovery, Glenstone Construction, Slingshot Media Group, and Red Star Graphics. So I'm not going to talk too awful long. I'm going to go ahead, since I'm the one doing the interviews, I'm going to throw it to myself out in the field. So, hey, Wes, take it away. All right, I'm here at Cedar Ridge, standing here in the pits with Terry Burden, driver of the number 92 bomber car. Terry, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Just a quick six questions. What is it that you like running about Cedar Ridge the best?
Well, the banking. I've run a couple other tracks, and the banking here is just unreal. Richard takes really good care of the track, and to me, it's one of the better handling tracks.
Well, we've heard all season long that this is probably one of the best tracks around, so the work that he puts into it is pretty evident, and it's a driver's track. Everybody loves it here, so can't beat that. Do you feel like this kind of track is the track that suits your driving style the best?
Yeah. One of the other tracks that I've run is more of a flat track, and my car handles more or less like a bulldozer. And the banking in the turns here actually help a car turn.
Right.
And helps you hold on to it a little better.
Do you feel like you've got any strategy of getting toward the front? I mean, don't give away any secrets.
Hope the rest of them don't finish.
Well, a win's a win, I guess.
Take it how you can get it.
Absolutely, not a problem with that. How's your season been so far?
Run mid-pack most of the time. If it's a big pack, I'm still mid-pack. We get a lot of guys that come in from some tracks that have recently closed down, and even with them here, this car is still pretty much a mid-pack car.
Well, I think Kenny Wallace said, it don't matter as long as you're racing, man.
Right.
So, you know, if you're out there having fun, you're doing the thing every week, you know, wins are great, but you're getting experience, you're making memories, you know.
Well, and this is my first year, so a lot of it is seat time.
There you go.
So that's kind of what this year's been, is a lot of seat time, a lot of vacation days used to be out here.
We've heard from a lot of drivers that camaraderie at the track is probably one of the best things that they find, especially around here.
Yeah.
Do you find that to be similar?
Oh yeah, my toolbox is always open for anybody you know that needs it. Since I started racing here at the beginning of the year, I've gave away countless zip ties that obviously help hold the car together.
Oh, for sure.
There was a kid out here that didn't have the right belts. I gave him a complete set of seat belts. You know, I've always got extra stuff in my truck in my toolbox for somebody that doesn't have what they need.
That's pretty awesome. Do you have any hobbies outside of racing?
A little bit of hunting, a little bit of fishing. That's about it.
There you go. What's next for you in your program?
I'll probably stay in the class I'm in now, but I'm thinking seriously about switching cars next year.
Okay.
To a little bigger car, a little easier to tune in.
Do you have any sponsors or people you want to thank for helping you get to where you're at?
The only one I've really got is the tire shop there in Owensboro. It's actually my uncle's tire shop, so even with just the one that I have, it saves a ton of money on tires.
So what you're saying is if you're listening out there and you've got some extra money, Terry will absolutely take it from you.
Any day.
Absolutely. So, Terry, we appreciate your time, and I'll let you get back to getting your car unloaded and get out there and have a great time tonight.
All right. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, sir. And we're here with Anthony Goode, driver of the 5G Street Stock. Anthony, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What is it that you like racing about Cedar Ridge?
It's just a fun little racy track to come to. It's high bank, fast, just a lot of action out here.
There you go.
See, I normally, I'm from Glasgow, grew up in Glasgow, but I've been living up north the last 20-some years. My track up there is Eldora, so when I get a chance to come down here and hang out with the brothers, I just enjoy coming down here.
Nothing wrong with that. Plenty of history at Eldora, and to know that this track is ranks similarly for you, that's a pretty good deal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this track is really fun. High bank, fast, a lot of action. So.
Awesome. What kind of track do you think suits your driving style the best?
I would probably say Eldora because it's just wide open. You just pedal to the metal and you don't lift and just get around there fast.
Like a momentum track.
Yep.
is not so much a stop and go.
Right.
Gotcha. Not that I want you to give out any secrets or anything, but do you have any strategy for getting to the front tonight?
No, just... try not to run over nobody and try not to get run over.
It's a pretty sound strategy, I think.
Yeah, and just run a good, solid, straight line to keep the car straight.
There you go. How's your season been so far?
Nah, not really all that great, to be honest with you. This is a first year out with this chassis. Been a lot of struggles, growing pains. The last time out, we finally got something figured out and got a lot of speed out of it. So I'm anxious to see what it does down here.
As long as you're learning every week and tuning it in, I don't think that's a bad deal.
Yep.
Do you have any hobbies outside of racing?
No, just work and family.
There you go. What's next for your racing program?
What's that?
What's next for your racing program?
Just hopefully build on some momentum and run for a championship up there at Eldora next year.
Nothing wrong with that at all. Who do you want to – do you have any sponsors or people you want to thank for getting you where you are today?
I have no sponsors. I can thank my brother, Steve Miller, here for giving me this chassis.
No sponsors?
Yep, none.
We need to make that different. So there's plenty of room on the chassis for some stickers.
Oh, yeah.
So anybody listening, I'm sure Anthony will not say no to some sponsorship money.
Nope, it's a blank canvas.
There you go. So appreciate your time, and thanks for coming on the show.
All right, thank you.
Breakdowns, collisions, lockouts. Things can happen on the road at any time. That's why you should call Martin's Towing and Recovery. We have years of experience to help you in your time of need. Within minutes, we can provide you towing services, jump starts, gas refills, and even unlock services to get you back on the road. We are proud to be able to provide honest, dependable service that our customers have come to trust. Please give us a call 24 hours a day at 270-929-0718 for all your automotive emergency needs.
All right, we're standing here with Shotgun Blaze Melton, good friend of the podcast and friend of ours. Going to get this interview this time for real. We're watching it record as it's happening. So, Blaze, welcome to the show.
Hey, appreciate you having me, Wes.
Tell us about your season so far, man.
You know, the season hasn't been bad. You know, we start off just a hair slower than what we would have liked at the beginning of the year. You know, nothing terrible. You know, several top three finishes. You know, but we've kind of hit on something here within the last couple months. Especially around local, you know, we've had some really solid runs. I've got some fast times. I think we set fast time three times in a row, won some heat races, you know, been in contention to win a couple of features, some that we should have won, and things just kind of happened where, you know, it didn't pan out that way. But, you know, it's been really good. We've been following the American Modified Series, you know, the best that we can. We're kind of up in the points there. We're in the top five in the UMP Southern region right now, close to cracking the top 50 in the nation. So, you know, I couldn't ask for, you know, really a better season as far as right now.
No, that's fantastic. And, you know, hate the fact that you're not out running with them this weekend, but sometimes we do have to stay closer to home and just do what we can.
Yeah, you know, it is kind of heartbreaking that I wasn't able to tag along with the American Modified Series this weekend in Charleston, Illinois for the topless race. You know, all plans were there to make that race. The help, you know, normally my dad, you know, he goes with me, and just his work schedule wasn't allowing it, and I couldn't find anybody else that was able to go this weekend that didn't have plans. So, you know, that just kind of knocked us out, just not having enough help to go up there. So, you know, we're just sticking close to home this week.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Cedar's not too far away. What is it that you like running best about here?
I like Cedar Ridge Speedway. They put this red clay on it last year. The track's got a whole lot of speed in it. It's real heavy early on in the night, and I like a heavy track, something that I can get hammered down on and really stay in the throttle. But then, you know, the track will change from heat to feature, you know, quite a bit. And, you know, this track's been known to slicking off in the feature time, so you're really kind of chasing your tail on what you need to do. And, you know, but the track's just real racy. You know, it's high banked. And like I said, I just like being able to go to a track where I'm in the throttle.
So momentum track, would you say that's what best suits your driving style?
Yeah, I really like momentum racetracks. You know, and then again, I like short racetracks too, like you know, I like Clarksville. I've been there a couple times this year. Bloomington, Indiana, I love that track up there. You know, we've won a championship over at Chandler Motor Speedway and won some races over there. You know, so like I said, I enjoy racing, period. But, you know, I really like the momentum tracks.
Clarksville is special to me, you know, because it was the first track that I got to see you race at. I got to help out in your pits a little bit. So it's I agree. I mean, it's a pretty cool deal, you know, going there. So do you have any strategy for getting to the front tonight?
You know, qualifying is really important here. You know, this track can be hard to pass on. You know, so you got to have a good qualifying time and make sure you start up front in the heat race and preferably win the heat, but definitely, you know, finish up front in the heat. You know, and you know, just like any race, your goal is to start on the front row come feature time and definitely get the lead coming off turn two. And if you can do that, you're really sitting in the best spot. You know, so that's kind of the plan. You know, we got to make sure that we're spot on in qualifying and no mistakes throughout the night.
That's awesome. I know we've talked about this before, and with most drivers, this takes up a lot of your time along with your full-time job. But is there anything that you like to do outside of racing?
You know, I like to cook. I like to grill. You know, always trying out new recipes and things. I love to fish, go fishing, and I just don't ever have time to do that anymore. You know, enjoy riding the motorcycle, you know, just things like that. I love going to the casino. So, you know, I love to go over to Evansville and go to the casino. So I'm always out doing something.
Games of chance and a competition, you know, running your blood. So
yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You're going to try to do Windy tomorrow?
Yeah, the plan is if we can survive tonight, we'll be at Windy Hollow Speedway tomorrow night for their 1,000 to win. And, you know, if the good Lord's willing, hopefully we'll have two victories Monday.
I hope that for you. What's next after your program after that?
After this weekend, we'll probably take next weekend off because we're leaving August 30th through September 2nd. It's going to be four nights of racing with the American Modified Series. We'll be at Tri-City Speedway on Thursday, Farmer City Speedway on Friday, Fairbury American Legion Speedway on Saturday, and Fayette County in Brownstown, Illinois on Sunday. So, you know, a lot of big money up for grabs on those four nights. And, you know, and then after that, we'll just run local until September, I think it's September 20th and 21st. That's going to be the final American Modified Series race in Mansfield, Ohio. We plan on attending those races and finishing out the season with them. And then we'll probably run up until the first week in October until the UMP National Points are done with, and then we'll probably call it a season. You know, and then at that point, you know, we'll be racing. We would have been racing from about middle of March all the way until first week in October, just about every weekend. So, you know, I'll be ready for a break.
I don't think that's a bad season. And, you know, plenty of places for people to catch on the track and see how the double nickel runs.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
I encourage anybody, you know, whenever they see me at the racetrack, you know, after the races, come down, talk to me. You know, we've got our new apparel t-shirts for sale, looking to do some hats here soon. So, you know, anybody that comes to the racetrack, sees me around, just make sure you come down, you know, after the races and talk to me.
If they want to find you on social media, where can they do that at?
I've got a racing page, Blaze Melton Racing on Facebook, or you can just friend request me on my personal page at Blaze Melton, you know, and stay up to date with us on all of our racing stuff.
Who do you want to thank for helping you get to where you're at?
Man, I've got a lot of people that really helped me get here, and it wouldn't be possible without each and every one of them. My fiance, my mom, my dad, my nephews, brother-in-law, my sister, my buddy Dennis, Vincent, and his wife. You know, just my whole family, all my fans, all my good sponsors, Larry Shaw Race Cars, Mayfield Competition Engines, Scott Perkins Carbs, Hired's Post Frame Building, and Hired's Overhead Doors, CME Race Car Parts, Fisher's Towing and Recovery, True Form Race Products, HMC. You know, without those guys, I wouldn't be able to come out here and do this every week.
That's a pretty good deal, sir. So appreciate your time. Hopefully you get that win tonight and just show them how it's done.
Yeah, appreciate it, Wes.
Thanks, Blaze. And we're back here in the pits with Michael Stanley, driver of the number 12 Rusty Bolt Car. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, just six easy questions. What is it that you like racing about? What is it that you like about racing at Cedar Ridge?
The track surface is always smooth.
That's one thing we've heard a lot all year long. Richard's done a bang up job making sure that this is a track that people want to run on, and it's pretty evident by the car count and what people say about it. So.
Yeah, there's good people here. They're nice. They try to help you out when they can. And
well, it's your family. You might not know it's your family, but it's your family.
Yeah, it's true.
What kind of a track do you think suits your driving style best?
I like it to be a little tacky. Okay. I'm not too good on a slick track.
Do you have not that I'm wanting you to give away any secrets or anything, but do you have any strategy on getting to the front tonight?
Just mash the gas and go.
Hope
it goes.
Nothing wrong with that. Just hammer down. You said your season so far has not been the best. What's going on?
Terrible luck with engines.
You're learning from it, though.
Yeah.
Getting it tuned in and everything. So, you know, hopefully tonight you'll have a much better night.
Hopefully.
So, do you have any hobbies outside of racing?
Working on the race car.
Well, they always say that racing doesn't end on Saturday night.
It's an all-time job.
Talked to James Dockery, and he said, you know, he works 40 hours a week on his real job and then works another 40 hours on the race car.
Probably more than that, really.
What's next for you guys in your program?
Mainly we just race here.
Well, there you go. Nothing wrong with that.
It's close to home, and we get home fairly early. We don't have to pull very far. It's like, what, 15 miles?
15 miles from home. Nothing wrong with that at all. Do you have any sponsors or people you want to thank for getting you to where you are?
Yeah, I'd like to thank Wicked Carburetors, J&L Wood Products, Phelps Motorsports, and A&R Vinyl Lettering, and A&R Automotive Machine Shop.
Looks like you got some room left on the car for some more stickers.
Oh, yeah.
So sponsors would be good?
Yeah.
Always good?
Definitely.
Do you have any social media where people can find you at or anything?
Just my Facebook page.
Just Facebook.
Yeah.
All right, sir. Well, hope you get out there tonight and do good, and just give them hell.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate it.
You know Fairview IT Management is your one-stop shop for your home computing needs. But did you know they are also one of Owensboro's leading business automation services, offering network automation, system administration, and remote managed support? Fairview IT Management can become your help desk to help you reduce staffing cost and keep your bottom line low. Give Gabriel Kirtley a call at 270-228-4339 for all your business technology needs.
And we're standing here with Bobby Gregory, driver of the number 72 cruiser car. Bobby, welcome to the show.
Hey, nice to be here.
What is it that you like best about racing at Cedar Ridge?
It's pretty close to home. I don't have to drive no more than about 30 minutes here to get here. It's good fun entertainment on Saturday night.
Makes for an early night, too. You know, not too long to get back home.
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, you know, just depends on where we run at during the night. I mean, I like when we run up, you know, one of the first few classes. It makes it where I can get home. Don't sleep all day Sunday.
What kind of track suits your driving style best?
I don't know that there's a track that I've been to that I hadn't enjoyed. I've went all over the place racing. We've been down in Tennessee, Middle Tennessee, Southern Tennessee, Southern Indiana, all over Kentucky. And I mean, I can go to just about any track, and I mean, it takes a couple laps, but I mean, you figure out how to get around every one of them.
There you go. Not that I'm wanting you to go out in any secrets tonight, but what's your strategy for getting to the front?
Hold it on the floor and turn left.
nothing wrong with that at all. It's a pretty sound strategy. You've had a pretty good season so far.
Yeah, we've won a few races this year. We had some good luck at the Hope for Harley race. We won Friday night, and Saturday night we had some issues with the carburetor and didn't run very good in the heat race, but we got the issues fixed for the feature, and we drove it back up to third and finished third in the Hope for Harley race Saturday. I think we won two or three other races this year on Saturday night. Just got lucky, put the car in the right spot at the right time, and we've been a consistent top five car all year, so I mean, can't really ask much better than that.
No, not at all, not at all. Do you have any hobbies outside of racing?
No, I can't afford none of them.
Well, that's what we hear about getting kids into racing. You know, get them in young, and they're not going to get into drugs or anything because they can't afford anything else.
Right. We started my son off. He just turned 13. We started him off when he was about 8. We got him in a go-kart, and he enjoyed it for a couple of years, and then he realized how much work it was to it, and he thought that playing with his friends would be a little bit funner than working on the go-kart all day, so he stepped out of it for a little while, but he's wanting to get back into it now, and I'm not too sure that we ain't going to try to put him in one next year. I don't know what class we'll put him in, but we're going to try to get him in something.
I just throw him in an E-mod. You know, you got Charlie Mefford showing you how it's done over there. So
right. I mean, if we could get enough good sponsors, I guess we could probably try to do that. But
there you go. Nothing wrong with that. What's next for you guys in your program?
Well, I don't really have any. I try not to plan too far ahead because you never know what what's going to happen. I mean, we could have engine failure that could take us out for the rest of the year, or I mean, anything's possible at these races. We try to play it one weekend at a time, and at the end of the night on Saturday, we try to plan for next week, try to get the car back together and get it here and see how good we can do then.
There you go. Tell me about your sponsors. Who you want to thank?
I've had sponsors that's been with me for the last 4 or 5 years. Cumberland Scrap Processors has been one of my biggest ones. Brian's Collision Center, it's a buddy of mine. He used to race E-Mod. He stepped out this year. He had a lot of stuff going on at work, and he's tried to help me out quite a bit. Keith Torrance, Keith Drywall, he always helps me put bodies on these cars every year. Man, it's a bunch of people that help me with this. Got Michael Harper. He's got a hydraulics, Bowling Green Hydraulics up in Bowling Green there. Rogers Metalworks up in Auburn. I mean, it's a bunch of people that put this thing together. It's not just me. I mean, a lot of people, that's all they see is just the car and the driver that comes to the track, but it's a whole lot more than that gets this thing here every week.
Well, we're really big on sponsors here at the podcast, and we want to make sure that, you know, they get the proper, you know, light shed on them. And if you see, you know, a car going around the track and you see a sticker on it and you're interested in their business, get out there and go patronize them. You know, because these guys, you know, do a lot of work for our drivers, and it's important to get out there and support them as much as we do the drivers at the track. So, is there any where that they can find you on social media if they want to connect with you?
I've got a Facebook page there. It's just my first and last name there. That's about all I do anymore. We tried to do some of the other stuff there, but it wound up being so much. It's too much computer work for me.
It is some work. So, Bobby, we appreciate it, man. And get out there, and I hope you have a great night tonight.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. And now I'm standing in the pits of the 403 Mafia, surrounded by greatness. And I've got the one and only Jake Hampton with me. Jake, welcome to the show.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks for having me.
So this is our quick six, just six really quick questions. So what is it you like best about racing at Cedar Ridge?
It's got to be the racing surface, always smooth and fast.
Everybody always talks about the job that Richard's done on the track, and it seems like it's a pretty good driver's track here.
Yeah, if you like speed, it's definitely a place to be.
Hammer down all the way. So
yes, sir.
Would you say that this is a track that best suits your driving style?
I like about any track, be honest, as long as the racing conditions are good.
Nothing wrong with that. Not that I'm wanting to get any secrets from you or anything, but do you have any strategy of getting to the front tonight?
We drew 100 for the heat race, so I'm just going to try to stay out of all the wrecks and see where we end up our last few laps.
Well, you're doing pretty good so far with your season. You're having a great season so far. Tell us about that real quick.
We stay busy all week. It's a second job, and got to stay on top of it.
Nothing wrong with that. So, you know, and we do talk about how racing is a second job. Do you have anything outside of racing or your full-time job that you'd like to do? Any hobbies?
Well, not with racing. I don't have any other hobbies. That takes all my money and time.
Well, that's we hear that if you want to get your kids into something to keep them off drugs, racing's the thing because they won't have any money to spend on anything else.
That is the truth.
So what's next for you guys in your program?
I don't know. Cruiser's real competitive. We got a good class here around this area. I like to move up to street stock eventually and do a little traveling, but we'll see. Well, that's a money game right there. Need to pick up a few better little sponsors.
Well, there's always room for more stickers on the car, and he might not be asking for them, but I will. If you've got some extra money and you want to throw it to Jake, he'll absolutely take it, I'm sure.
Yeah, anything helps.
Where can people find you on social media if they want to?
We got a racing page. It's called 403 Racing, just one word. Or you can put when you make a post, put hashtag 403. Or you can message us. We'll always try to get back to you as quickly as we can.
Well, there you go. Who do you want to thank? Your sponsors?
Man, I got Hampton Motor Sales. Big thanks to Jackson Chiropractic here in Morgantown. Industrial Plumbing's one of my biggest sponsors. He's helped me out a lot this year. I got Pizza Zone, Robbie's Detailing, Offers Automotive, Fleener's MSC. Big shout out to Rose Farms, and got JT Wheel and Tire, and of course my whole 403 crew that helps me out.
Absolutely, we never see you without your guys with you. So we do appreciate you taking the time to come on the show and get out there tonight and get that win.
I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, sir. Standing here with not only Jeff Christensen but his lovely wife Regina. We're not going to talk to her right now. We're just going to talk to Jeff because he's driving tonight. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Appreciate it.
So I hear you you got the bug and you had to get back out tonight. Is that right?
Yeah. James let me drive his car twice this year, so it's time to see what we can do in mild junk.
Junk? This is a fine piece of machinery I see here.
A1 junk.
So quick six questions, super easy. Regina's watched me do this time and time again. She's laughed at me every time. So what is it that you like best about racing at Cedar Ridge?
The atmosphere, the track, it's a good track. It's smooth. Just everybody help each other out here. That's the whole family racing thing, you know. Everybody tries to help each other out, no matter if it's your competitor or not. Everyone will give you, you lose a belt, someone will give it to you, even if it's your competitor. That's what racing used to be about, and that's why I love it here.
And I think I've learned that firsthand is, you know, these might not be family members that you know, right, but they're still your family.
Just a different family.
Absolutely. What kind of track suits your driving style best?
Banked.
You a fan of dry slick, tacky?
Dry slick is my favorite because it's throttle control.
There you go. Do you have any strategy for getting to the front tonight?
Not jumping the restart.
we don't want to do that.
I have a problem with that.
Don't push the gas that hard that quickly.
Yeah. No, we're just gonna try to keep it clean and save it for tomorrow too. We're gonna try to run windy. That's a flat track, and I'm not good at that, but we'll try it.
Seat time makes all the difference in the world, and hopefully, you know, we can get out there and get it. I know you're a pretty busy man with a Wicked Carburetor and everything, but do you have any hobbies outside of racing?
No, racing and family, and that's about it.
Racing is life.
Yep.
That is the most important thing. I actually learned today that you guys met at a racetrack.
Yes.
Oh, that's a cool story.
Yeah.
Love it first lap.
No. the real story.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to tell this because I'm on mic. Her best friend used to be signing girl at our track.
Okay.
And during the off season, there was a shop and a bunch of guys had cars in a shop. And a guy supported the shop for them. And I went down there to shoot with
right.
them and have a good time. And she came up and she's like, "Who's that?" And her friend's like, "That's Jeff Christensen." And she's like, "No, it's not." So I left. And then, like, the next week, she pushed her friend out of the way to sign me in to see who I was.
Oh, so your reputation had preceded you.
Yeah, I was not very good then either.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but I mean,
I've got some good nicknames.
We love nicknames here. If you listen to the podcast, you hear mine changes every week.
Yeah.
This week I was Tugboat.
Oh.
Yeah, wow. That was an ode to Captain Chris Anderson. So.
Well, I've been Smoking Tranny. I've been B-Main Jeff. Sugar Tank. Let's see what else.
I think we need to keep this show PG. Those nicknames are making me feel a little uncomfortable. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's great.
Cars don't run good on sugar.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. What's next? Well, you're gonna race tomorrow at Windy. You know, if
we keep everything together tonight.
Well, as long as you can drive it back on the trailer at the end of the night, that's a pretty good night, I think.
Yeah, I try to widen the walls out here. I like it on the high side.
I mean, we do like, you know, 4 and 5 wide racing, you know.
I like to be the only car on the outside.
Just your lane. This is my lane. Stay out of it. Anybody that you want to thank? Any sponsors?
JT Willen Tire. They've helped us out a little bit here, a little bit there. James Dockery. Wednesday, this car wasn't even close to being ready, and him and his dad pretty much put it back together. I went down and finished up some small stuff this morning, and without their help, it was hard for, you know, I wouldn't be here. Support my family, my wife, her family, my mom and dad, good friends, like Michael Clark Racing, everybody, you know, everybody just helps out.
Awesome. Very, very, very cool. Where can they find you on social media if they want to?
On social media, my Facebook page is Jeff Christensen, and then we have a Wicked Carburetors page.
One of the best carb guys around, so make sure you check him out and hook him up.
Quadrajet.
So he will take care of you. So, Jeff, appreciate you taking the time, and hopefully you don't widen the walls too wide tonight.
I won't try.
We'll definitely see you tomorrow at Windy, though. So
appreciate it.
Have a good night, sir.
Thanks.
Whether you're buying or selling a home, you want to ensure your needs are met. Lori Kimball with Home Realty Incorporated is the realtor for you. In today's fast-paced society, it's important to have someone on your side that will give you the care and treatment you deserve. Lori wants to build a relationship with you, and it's her full-service commitment focusing on your family's wants and needs that sets her head and shoulders above the rest. You can contact Lori today at 270-315-1468. That's 270-315-1468. Or you can find her on the web at www.lorikimble.com. Call her today to unlock doors for your tomorrow by building a relationship with a realtor who's here for you.
We're standing here with Dakota Givens, driver of the 223 Cruiser. Dakota, welcome to the show.
What's going on?
What is it that you like driving about Cedar Ridge?
Man, it's a real smooth track. They got it going on out here as far as track service-wise. It's been a real smooth track ever since they put the clay on, and it's a real fast track, too.
We hear that all the time about how much work Richard's done on the track, and it's evident, and it shows every week they run.
Yeah. I mean, he puts in time on it, and it shows out there on the track.
What kind of track suits your driving style the best?
To be honest with you, I like it slick. I like it dry slick.
Just so you can get out there and hammer down and just take off?
Oh, yeah.
What's your strategy for getting to the front tonight?
I just kind of work away around them one at a time, you know, just kind of hang around the back till everybody gets straightened out and kind of pick them off one at a time.
There you go. How's your season been so far?
We had some tough luck to start out the year. We had several problems, but I think we finally got them all worked out. We've had 3 wins in the last month or two, so we're getting around to it.
Hey, a win's a win. I mean,
yeah, that's right.
Nothing wrong with that. Do you got any hobbies outside of racing?
That's about the only really hobby. I got to hunt and fish and stuff like that.
Well, we hear time and time again that racing pretty much takes up all your time, so, you know, nothing wrong with that.
Oh, yeah, it's a second job, really.
Yeah. What's next for you guys in your racing program?
We probably just going to stick right here where we're at for now, and I don't know if we ever did anything. We might move it up to street stock, but that'd probably be about it.
There you go. Do you got any sponsors you want to thank?
Yeah, I got to thank C&L Collision Center, Weathers Lawn Care, Drake's Farm Service, Industrial Plumbing, Woodall Racing, Rose Farms, and my dad, he helps me out a whole lot. Just all my crew members, everybody, Hampton Motor Sales.
If they if they want to find you on social media, where can they find you?
Dakota Givens. I ain't got no racing page or nothing.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Could happen, though. All right, Dakota, we appreciate your time, and get out there and have a great time tonight.
All right, appreciate it.
Thanks, sir. All right, still standing here in the 403 Mafia pit area with Keith McKinney, driver of the M81 Cruiser car. Keith, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So this is our quick six program. You watched me do this with Jake, so it's a pretty easy six small questions. What is it that you like best about running at Cedar Ridge?
I have to agree with Jake. You know, the racing surface, it's always smooth, fast. I've raced three or four other tracks, and it's by far the best track that I've been on.
What kind of track do you think suits your driving style the best?
I'm going to say this one probably. You know, it's wide open, flat out. You know, I raced Nebo last year. It's pretty much a drag race track. You know, stop, go, and, you know, here's momentum track, you know, so.
So just hammer down and
hammer down wide
and
open.
Just get out there. How's your season been so far?
Up and down. I started out, you know, had a couple, four or five top fives, top threes, you know, and then here lately it's just been one thing after another, tearing up on the car, you know, just wear and tear.
Well, we talk about it a lot, and it's kind of been our whole attitude lately. Kenny Wallace said, it don't matter, man. Race, hey, as long as you're racing.
You're exactly right, man. The last couple nights I've tore up, but I've got out of the car with a smile on my face. You know?
I think sometimes we just forget that we're doing this for fun.
That's exactly right.
And we overthink things, so just getting back to the fun of it's where it all boils down to.
That's 100% it. You know, we all come out here for fun. Yeah, we get frustrated if somebody runs us over. We think they've done it on purpose. But at the end of the day, it's all about having fun.
Well, our big podcast show is the Bent Fender Podcast, and we call it that because sometimes we get bent feelings. Sometimes we get bent fenders.
Exactly right.
So we just work them out on the track, and
that's right. You know
the pits are. This is our family.
That's right. You know, you see all of us parked here together. We're one big family. If you need help, come ask. You know, if we
absolutely
got it, you're more than welcome.
And you hear that time and time again. And I think that's one of the things that fans don't really understand. They don't get to see the camaraderie that happens in these pits.
I agree 100%. You know, I've seen it multiple times on Facebook. You know, fans griping about the drivers on the track. They're running over this person. They're running over that. They don't see what goes on back here, you know. I'm going to say a month and a half ago, me and Dakota Givens got together on the track. It was a racing incident. He drove all the way to his house during intermission just to get me parts to fix my car so I could race.
I mean, that's a pretty stand-up guy.
You couldn't ask for a better guy.
You can't beat that whatsoever. We hear, you know, racing is a second full-time job. Doesn't leave much room for anything else. Is there anything that you like to do outside of racing?
Just in the wintertime, man. Racing takes up my whole my life, you know. I actually build engines for a living. That's what I do. So
okay.
I'm racing full-time until the wintertime. Then I slow down and do a little bit of hunting and fishing.
So if anybody needs an engine built, we can direct them to you.
You can look me up, Brandon Performance. You know,
there you go.
I actually built the engine that's in the 403 car. So.
Well, we've seen that car can get to the front like nobody's business, so seems like you do a pretty good job.
We try. You know,
absolutely.
We try.
So what's next for your racing program?
We've got a couple modifieds, my dad and I, and I'm thinking about putting an E-Mod together and coming to play an E-Mod next year, just going to see how things go this year. And if I can sell my car over the winter, then I may end up doing an E-Mod or trying to get a street stop.
Gotcha. Who do you want to thank for getting where you're at?
I want to thank Brandon Performance, you know, Joe's Transmission, Stanley and Sons. Man, they helped me out a lot. If it wasn't for them, I probably wouldn't be racing full-time like I am.
Awesome.
Want to thank Brown Duck Outlet, the Red Door Antique in Eddyville, and Michelle Wilson at Wilson Print Works.
Fantastic. If they want to find you on social media, where can they find you at?
They can look me up on my personal page. It's Keith McKinney, Jr., and just shoot me a message or anything, and I'll be glad to answer any questions.
Awesome. We appreciate your time, and hope you have a great show tonight.
All right,
and,
sir. Thank you.
Look forward to following you the rest of the season.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Thanks. All right. After a little convincing, it didn't take too much. Got Shane Woodall here. Shane, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Just six easy questions. What is it that you like best about racing at Cedar Ridge?
Well, Cedar is about the only track I raced at. It's close to home, and I like the surface of the track and everything, and it's just a fun track to drive on.
Nothing wrong with having an early night after you get done racing?
No, it makes it better.
What kind of track do you think suits your driving style best?
I'd say this track here. It's a good track. It's smooth. I mean, it's just an all-around good track.
You the banked surface, you prefer that over a flat track? Or?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Awesome, awesome. What's your strategy for getting to the front tonight?
Well, I might have to say, I guess I might have to put Jake Hampton in the wall to get to the front, but, I mean, that's nothing, you know. I could do that, I think.
Well, I mean, sometimes the wall's got to be widened, and no better car to do that with than with Jake's.
That's so, right.
So, do you have any hobbies outside of racing?
Not really. It's just sort of, that's about it. I mean, it's like a 7-day-week deal. You know, you work on them all the time.
So. Yeah, I mean, it's all about preparation. Racing doesn't end on Saturday night.
No, that's where your homework's at, is at home.
Absolutely.
You know?
What's next for you in your program?
Well, I don't know. We're going to try to stay at it, I guess. We're going to try to put us another car together for another year, stay in stain class stuff.
There
you
go.
But we're going to try to put us another car together, I guess.
Is there anybody you want to thank?
Yeah, I got to thank.
Well, it's hard to see all the stickers because people are leaning
Brian's
all over your car.
Collision Center, J&W Trucking, Brady Concrete, Keith's Drywall. And I'd like to thank Jake Hampton. I mean, he's helped me out this year.
Aw.
And his crew, but that's about it.
Awesome. So, but seems like there may be some room left on the car for some more stickers.
Yeah, it is. It's always room left on the car for stickers.
Absolutely. So, if you're out there and you got some money for Shane, he'll absolutely take it from you.
That's right.
Love more sponsors. So, if they want to find you on social media, where can they do that at?
They can look me up on Facebook. I got a Facebook account under Shane Woodall.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate your time, and we have an audience, so we'll thank our audience. And
thank you, guys.
Thanks, Shane.
Having trouble getting your business vehicle noticed? Want your race machine to look sharp on and off the track? Give Josh Tyler a call at High Octane Wraps and Apparel. They specialize in high-quality vinyl graphics as well as full vehicle vinyl wraps. They can handle jobs of all sizes, whether it's your racing go-kart all the way up to your semi-truck. With a quick turnaround and design and install, you can truly call today and look good tomorrow. Give them a call at 270-929-2605 or stop by their shop located at 2531 West 2nd Street in Owensboro.
All right, we're standing here with Brandon Justice, driver of the number 15 car. Brandon, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So this is our Quick Six program, just six questions. What is it that you like best about driving at Cedar Ridge?
The track's just easy to drive. It's always nice, and you know, we don't have any complaints about track conditions here usually.
There you go. What kind of track do you feel suits your driving style the best?
I like the bigger tracks, high bank like this one.
So something, the bank surface rather than a flat track?
Yeah, I'm still relatively new to the sport, so the bank seems to make it a little easier for me to get around there.
How long have you been driving?
This is my first year.
First season, so that's not too bad there. Not that I want you to give out any secrets, but do you have any strategy for getting to the front tonight?
Keep it on the track.
That's a
trick here.
That's a sound strategy, and I think it's a good one. How's your season so far been?
It started off rough. We had a lot of engine trouble, so we're finally got a new engine package.
Getting it all tuned in and ready to go.
We finally got the Hicks Motorsports guys the engine package together, so we're finally finishing races.
There you go.
So,
do you have any hobbies outside of racing?
I have 5 kids, so
that's a hobby in itself. That absolutely is. What's next for you in your racing program?
We're gonna see how this year goes, and hopefully we can start moving up.
There you go. Anybody that you want to thank?
Huge thanks to Window Shopping, Advance Auto Parts, Cleveland Concrete Construction, and just my wife and kids for helping me get it here every week.
Awesome. If they want to find you on social media, where can they do that at?
Right now, I haven't started a racing page just yet, so if you just look up my name, Brandon Justice.
And that's J-U-S-T-U-S. So, Brandon, thanks for your time, and get out there tonight and get some more seat time and maybe get that win.
All right, thanks, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Hi, it's Blake Smith, the voice of Regional Motorsports Power Hour, live on 102.7 WLME, The Game, and also Country Classics, WBIO and WKCM. Join me each and every Monday night as we broadcast live from 7 to 8:30 p.m. live from Maloney's Pizza and the Wings in Highway 54 in Owensboro. We will discuss the latest news in local, regional, national racing, plus talk to all your favorite local racing personalities. Join us for Regional Motorsports Power Hour live every Monday from April through September on 102.7 The Game and simulcast on WBIO and WKCM Country Classics. Hi, it's Blake Smith, the voice of Regional Motorsports Power Hour, live on 102.7 WLME, The Game, and also Country Classics, WBIO and WKCM. Join me each and every Monday night as we broadcast live from 7 to 8:30 p.m. live from Maloney's Pizza and Wings on Highway 54 in Owensboro. We will discuss the latest news in local, regional, and national racing, plus talk to all your favorite local racing personalities. Join us for Regional Motorsports Power Hour, live every Monday from April through September, on 102.7 The Game and simulcast on WBIO and WKCM Country Classics.
With Darren Scott Obenchain, driver of the number 39 JR Junior, 39 Junior, open wheel modified, or is it an open wheel or an E-mod?
Yeah, it's an open wheel.
Open wheel. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you for having me.
So, been having a heck of a season so far.
Yeah, we got us three wins, and we've been pretty competitive all year. It's going really well. I still haven't met my goal so far. I want to win 5 or 6 more races before the end of the year. I think that'll be reachable. So we're going to try to get us another one here tonight.
That's a pretty solid goal, and I think it's important to have those. So what is it that you like racing at Cedar Ridge the best?
Well, you know, it's a fast track, and it's close to home. You got a lot of good guys that come over here, like Blaze, Trent, Josh. So you really got the competition of them guys. And I just kind of like the track. It's what I've started on and sort of ran on, so I just really like the track and how fast it is.
Awesome. So would you say a momentum style track best suits your driving style?
Well, yeah, for now, with this car, it really likes to run the bottom to the middle, and it can get off the corner good. So if I can keep that momentum up and come off the corner, it'll be pretty hard to beat me. It's
a pretty good deal there. What's your strategy for getting to the front?
Well, you know, last weekend I got a little bit upset, and I think once I got mad, I was like, well, it's time to go, and I fell back to third, and I said, got to get the bottom working, and I passed the two top guys on the bottom. We had a heck of a race. Ended up winning last weekend, so it's really here. You just got to take your time and make your every lap count to get up there and get with the guys up front. Just go whenever you got a chance to.
So you're a younger competitor.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you've got a little bit more to prove being a younger driver?
Yes and no. Some of these guys, they pull up and they see me and they're like, oh, he won't have nothing for me tonight. And them guys, they're the guys I like to race because whenever I pull up beside them and I'm racing them door to door, they'll be like, well, dang, where did he come from?
So the best thing is just to show them that you're as good of a driver as they are.
Yeah, and I don't want nobody to really look at me for being this young and driving, but I mean, I think I'm pretty good for my age.
Oh no, you're fantastic. I mean, when people talk about the next generation of fantastic drivers, your name is always right on the top of that list. So, you know, I think you're making quite a name for yourself, and I don't think it's anything to shake a stick at.
Yeah, Dad's ran these for a long time, and everybody said, well, I don't know if you'll ever be as good as him. Then after last weekend, they're like, well, it looked just like him driving the car, so now you're right up there with him.
I guess that's a pretty high praise indeed, so nothing to be wrong with, nothing to be upset about that. Do you have any hobbies outside of racing?
Yeah, I fish for my high school team. I fish a lot. Whenever I'm not working on a race car or racing, you can guarantee I'm going to be fishing.
That's a pretty standard or a pretty good hobby there. What's next for your program?
Well, you know, I think we're going to try to get rid of this car at the end of the year. Probably buy us another car, and probably next year we'll probably travel a little bit more, probably run Lake Cumberland, might run a couple AMS shows, who knows. It's really just how good I end this year with, and see how competitive I am at the start of next year and go off that.
So you're going to get in on that AMS circuit?
Going to try to. I'm probably not going to run every race unless I get picked up by somebody, but I'd like to run a lot more races and travel around, you know. Running one track with it being so close, it really helps to save money and just prepare the stuff on the car. But I've ran Lake Cumberland once this year, and we were pretty competitive up there with the kind of cars I had up there. So I'd really like to venture out a lot more.
Who do you want to thank for getting you where you're at now?
Oh, I definitely got to thank Dad, Jack, Dunmore ATV Repair, Larry Shaw Race Cars, Kenner's Auto Sales, Fox Shocks, War Suspension, Wayne's Place, KBC Graphics, Vance Auto Parts, Charlie, Gerald, Jerry, and everybody else that helps out on this car.
If they want to find you on social media, where can they find you at?
I got an Instagram, Darren Scott, or Darren underspace Scott underspace Openchain 39JR. Then I got a Facebook, just Darren Scott Openchain. And yeah, that's about it.
Awesome. Appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you.
All right, and we're back here from that break, standing here with Charge and Charlie Mefford. Charlie, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you.
So how's your season been treating you so far, man?
It's been treating us pretty good. We got our first win a couple weeks back here at Cedar Ridge Speedway. Our car's been handling pretty good all season, but hopefully we can go get another one.
That's where we're at today. We're at Cedar Ridge, so hopefully the luck will strike you again and you'll get that win. So when people talk about the next generation of racing, your name's always right there on the front. People always talk about you're a young guy, but you're a dynamic driver. What do you think your secret of being such a good driver is at a young age?
Well, in go-karts, you have to have good control over the cart. And then in these cars, you have to have very good control. If you don't, it'll kill your momentum.
So you think seat time and your experience being a go-kart driver has helped you become the E-mod driver that you are today?
Yeah, I'd say so.
That's pretty cool. What is it that you like about Cedar Ridge the best?
It's just a really good track. Really good. It's starting to get pretty dry slick, so it's starting to move grooves, and a bunch of go-kart tracks, it's usually one groove, so that's one thing I like about car racing.
So you like getting a 2 and 3 wide and racing like that?
Yeah, the night we won, we had about 6 cars up here, and the first couple of laps, we was kind of 3 wide here in the corners, and I was in the middle, and we was just hammered down.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Putting on a good show for the fans, that's probably what we're here to do the most, right?
Yeah, the only reason why people are out here is because of the fans anyways.
You're right. That's absolutely right. So what is it, you know, we've talked about where you've been with your career. Where do you see yourself going in your career?
I'm just going wherever I can.
Wherever you can. So you've raced all around the area. What's your do you have a track that you've raced at that you were like, that's a really cool track, I can't wait to get back there?
When we was going down south with the go-kart, GKK, Georgia Karting Complex, was a fast, good track, and I was always decent there. And in the car, Windy Hollow, I just love that place. It's good. It's a challenge. Everybody says you can race on Windy Hollow, you're pretty good.
That's awesome. So do you like a go-kart and big car racing about the same?
Yeah, I kind of like cars more just because they're just way funner. You can do a whole lot more. And the thing about it, go-karts, you don't usually use brakes besides in the open outlaw class. But these cars, it's not no tire game. Because in go-karts, you prep, but in these cars, you cannot prep. That's illegal for these cars.
Yeah, we were talking to John Hayden when we interviewed him about go-karts and about how tires are the big game in go-karts. And so, yeah, I understand that completely. So you've got the number 13 on your car. What does that mean to you?
It's just my grandpa, he was a 13. We have his Little League jersey up in the house, and just 13's kind of been in the family. At first, we started out with 66 because off the movie Cars, Route 66. So it's just kind of been sticking with me ever since about a year after I started racing.
So is that that's a pretty good way to remember your grandpa and have him with you in the car. Tell us who all you want to thank for getting you where you're at now.
First of all, I'd like to thank Mom and Dad for everything that they've done for me. I'd like to thank Mefford Construction, Mark Bush Racing, Advanced Machine and Tool, and most of all, I'd like to thank...
Go ahead. No, go.
Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I'd like to thank him most.
Got
to
give him credit. But we still got room for more sponsors on the car, so never going to hurt. We're never going to say no to somebody wanting to put their sticker on the car.
Yeah, we've been trying to look for sponsors all year, just we can't find nobody to talk to. So, I mean, we're open for sponsors, and yeah.
Well, you got that feature win, so that's going to look a lot more attractive to sponsors. So we just got to get you some more.
Yep.
Uh-oh. Oh, you can hear it. They're calling open wheels for qualifying. So, Charlie, thanks for coming on, man, and get out there and knock it out.
Yep.
All right.
And we're back to close out this episode. That was a heck of a night of racing. It was great shows put around. And we're here to close out this episode. That was an incredible night of racing. We saw action-packed feature after feature. And we have some results from those features. So in the mini stock final, which ran first, we had Caleb Casey winning in the 911 machine. In the open wheel modifieds, you had Blaze Melton. That's Shotgun Blaze Melton. We talked to him just a little while ago. In the double nickel, the 55 machine, taking home that win. You had in the cruiser final, you had Mike Driscoll in the 11. You had, let's see, who else do we have as far as winners go? In the bomber final, you had James Dockery, and you had Nikki Hardison in the Rusty Bolts feature in the 33 machine, and that just leaves Billy Hawes in the 21 for the street stocks. So, again, fantastic night of racing. Super happy to have had the welcome that I received from Cedar Ridge, and we can absolutely be sure that we're going to go out there again and do this again and help get that track some more promotion out there, get these drivers some more promotion, let you learn about them a little bit and learn about their sponsors and see what makes them tick a little bit. So had a great time. Look forward to doing it again. The hill is sometimes it's a bit of a bear. But we knocked it out. Big shout out to James Dockery for throwing me in the razor to go get me a cold drink from the concession stand there. So great night. Had a fantastic time. So just quickly, we are sponsored by Lori Kimball, Home Realty Incorporated, Willie's Carb and Dino Shop, High Octane Racewear and Apparel. We also have John Hayden over at Mach 5 Parts and Carts. We have Chad's Barbershop. We have Fairview IT Management. We have Martin's Towing and Recovery. We have Slingshot Media Group, Glenstone Construction, and Red Star Graphics. I am Wes Llewellyn for the Quick Six and the Bent Fender Podcast. We will see you Friday morning, bright and early at 8 a.m. with a fantastic episode with none other than Tim Banks. Until we see you on Friday, have a great week.
You've been listening to the best up-and-coming motorsports podcast on the internet. Tune in next week to see who we're trading paint with on the Bent Fender Podcast.